Blackstone Audio presents Things I Should Have Told My Daughter, Life, Lessons, and Love Affairs by Pearl Clegg. This book is read by Pearl Clegg.
I've been heading in this direction for years. I light a candle, I light a joint, I turn down the music, and begin to write. Pearl Clegg, November 30th, 1980. The question. I told my daughter over lunch at our favorite hamburger joint that upon my death, which, as far as I knew, was not imminent, I wanted to leave the diaries and journals I've been keeping since I was 11 years old to my granddaughter, Chloe, who was 3 at the time. My daughter didn't even pause to consider the idea. "Absolutely not," she said calmly, reaching for the ketchup. "She doesn't need to know all that." "All what?" I said, surprised by her reaction. "All that," she said, raising her eyebrows as if I knew perfectly well what "all that" was, so she wasn't required to provide any specifics. "You've never even read my journals." I knew this to be true, since she had politely declined my offer to provide her with unlimited access to them when I thought she might be curious, somewhere around her 15th birthday. I didn't want her to have to sneak and read them the way I did when I discovered a volume of my own mother's diary carefully concealed in the back of her closet. That discovery made me understand for the first time that my mother had a rich interior life, not to mention a sex life that didn't include me at all. Far from being hurt by this, it deepened my affection and respect for my mother, who had now been revealed to me as a mysterious, passionate, creative woman.